Alabama and Tennessee syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number three on a hump day. And it's a very somber, I mean, literally right before the break, we found out that Charlie Kirk had indeed passed away. But I believe that there's a sense of normalcy that also needs to be maintained, because that's something that also you can sort of count on. So we're going to go ahead and move right straight into the Grand Council. As always, I'm sure it'll be a topic of conversation, but let me just check the roll. So, yeah, from up yonder north in the Huntsville region, from 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Cumulus Broadcasting, host of the Dale Jackson Show, also works with Yellowhammer and has a TV gig. Dale Jackson, are you there? Is he there? Do we have Dale Jackson?
He was there.
All right. I'm here.
Okay. All right. Dale's back. And then, oh, by the way, looking down southward to the Gulf of America, that would be from FM Talk 106.5, host of the Jeff Poor Show, editor-in-chief at 1819 News. Oh, by the way, has a long time of history in the media. Hey, Jeff Poor, are you there?
I am present.
You are indeed. Well, I'm going to go ahead and say I pronounce a quorum. Hit it.
Assemble the Grand Council.
Well, a Grand Council is assembled. Fellas, I mean, there's really only one real topic out there right now. I'm sure you guys are both tracking, being the news hounds that you are, that Charlie Kirk, TPUSA, was shot, and we learned just like in the last 20 minutes, is now dead. So I'm going to go ahead and just start by asking, give me your unvarnished thoughts. Jeff, you first, man.
I actually watched it. There was no way I thought he could have survived that shot. And I'm really curious to see what the reaction will be. I mean, it's hard to tell kind of immediately out of the gate if this will cause a stir. But people are getting kind of tired of being pushed around, especially conservatives, when it comes to this stuff.
Yeah, I would absolutely agree with that. Totally, 100%. And Jeff, I think your video froze up there for a second. You said stuff, and was there something else after that?
No, that's all.
Dale, get, jump on in, brother. What's your thoughts on this?
Well, like you said, we've all watched a bunch of different things, and I can tell you this. I've seen enough people already suggesting that the ICE raids are distracting the FBI. Otherwise, this extremism would have been stopped, because it's clearly right-wing extremism. I guess, you know, said Charlie Kirk didn't go far enough. I don't know. I've heard a lot of people saying Charlie Kirk angered a lot of people and targeted them. And in this instance, maybe he was targeted because of that, like as if there was a justification. I've heard people talk about how it's potentially a school shooting in this situation. Charlie Kirk wasn't the target at all. I've seen people in North Alabama alone put out messages that Charlie Kirk is getting exactly what he deserved. I mean, people are going to be pissed about this. This has the same vibe, not to the same level, but the same vibe as the Donald Trump assassination in Butler.
Yeah. Yep.
Only there's an actual death here.
I said that earlier too. I think that's absolutely it's on par with that. And I say that because whereas Donald Trump may have been the leader of the movement to sort of take back America, I will say this: I think one of the key voices in moving the younger generation to the polls to vote for Donald Trump was Charlie Kirk. I think there's no way of knowing for a fact the level of impact he had, but. But to Jeff's point earlier, this had better be a catalyst moment. This had better be, and I'm not talking about violence. I said it on my show earlier. I'm not talking about violence. We're not going to stoop to their level. We're not going to go pink hair crazy and burn down city blocks. But there better not be people who cower down. This is the wrong time to cower down. To Jeff's words, conservatives are getting sick of being pushed around.
That and like the straw that breaks the camel's back. Will we finally like acknowledge that it's not just right wingers with guns, that there's a real left wing problem in this country? Like, we're not allowed to talk about that, but maybe it's time.
Fair. I mean, left wingers who are prone to violence, and they will use whatever tool they have at their disposal. But I mean, I don't think it's the gun that did it. I think it's the dogma. I think it's the ideology. I think it's the sickness of the the inability to accept that someone else might have a differing opinion. That's the.
Let's also, on Jeff's point, you know, let's be honest about this. What's the equivalent of this? You know, the right's supposedly so violent, so terrible, and all these other things. What is the most recent left-wing equivalent of this, where a person on the right killed somebody solely for their political opinion? Wait, what is this? The closest thing I can think of is the Pennsylvania thing, and that one seems so up in the air that you can't even pin that on the right. What is it?
I don't have one. I mean, is there one? And by the way, I take it a step further. Is there one of taking out a notable figure of the opposite side? I mean, there may be a murder, there may be a criminal act, but in terms of assassinating or attempting to assassinate someone
either,
on a position,
either Phil. You know,
well, they would just say January 6th.
I think that's what you're saying, but I just can't believe either.
Yeah, but
this isn't what you're asking, Dale, but they would just say January 6th was the Rights Act of Violence.
Right, and I would tell them to go to hell because that's not even close to the same thing. It's not even close. I know you're not making that argument, but that's what they're going to say. I'm talking about, and the reason why I ask the question is I'm talking about the sane example of that, not the insane example of January 6th, whatever. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the walk up and blow someone's brains out or kill them because you disagree with their politics. Because that's
they
what
might even
here.
Say Gabby Gifford or somebody like that, but there's no ideological basis for that either.
Gabby Gifford, that was I don't even know that.
No, that guy was crazy. He was just a complete lunatic. That wasn't political at all. Yeah, and I know you guys are just offering out these examples. I can't think of any either. But it's wild because you're going to get a lot of, well, since the day after 9/11, you know, domestic terrorism is more tied to the right or some nonsense.
That's crap.
Like that.
And that's total garbage. That's the crap that the left spews constantly. That's, you know, the Biden administration went on the witch hunt for white Christian nationalists as being one of the threats to our ideological positions in the world and the existential threat to America. Between that and climate change, there was nothing else more important. And yet they couldn't find it. Because it didn't exist to the levels they said it did. Are you always going to have people of one extreme or another? Certainly. But what we're watching right now is the vast majority of the violence we're seeing perpetrated against ideological positions comes out of the left. Period.
There is no movement on the right or person on the right that you can point to. They get all upset when you focus on the trans shooters, but they're the ones that are carrying out the actual political violence. If the guy goes into a school and shoots the place up because he's insane or because he's angry at people, that's not because of political violence. If he goes there and does it because if you won't let our kids live, we won't let your kids live, that's political terrorism. And that's what that is. And I'm asking, I know there's people in this audience right now who are yelling names at their radios. Let us know.
Yeah, I'd be honest with you, all three of us do this for a living, and I think we're semi-stumped for finding an answer to that question. The next piece of this, though, is the what now. And it's a little soon. I mean, the what now doesn't have to come on the immediate aftermath, but the what now is going to be a big deal. And I'll tell you, and we only got a couple of minutes here for the break, but the what now is going to be important. And do you anticipate that we will see what I would call a tamping down of the rhetoric from the left? Is Maxine Waters going to be allowed to continue to incite people? Are we going to continue to see Chuck Schumer rail about Supreme Court justice and get away with it? What do you think, Jeff?
They'll go easy for a day or two, and it'll go back to what they always do. It's how it was after the attempt on Trump. Remember? So I fully anticipate this will be a blip in the radar.
Just long enough for the funeral to be over with, huh? Dale?
If Abby Phillip does not come back on her program tonight and say, you know what we were saying yesterday where Charlie Kirk was the boogeyman in the train stabbing in North Carolina, and everyone agreed and went and said all sorts of awful. I played clips on my show this morning. You would think Charlie Kirk was the stabber based on the way they covered this thing.
Yeah.
And all he did was lay out pattern recognition and say we've got ourselves a bit of a problem because we absolutely do have a crime problem, an urban crime problem, a black crime problem. He said all those things, and they were acting like he was the problem here and for pointing it out. They said he's using these words. And I'm telling you, today they're going to come out, and they're going to make the argument that Charlie Kirk's incendiary rhetoric got himself killed. They're going to blame him. what they're going to do.
Well, they'll try, but I think that the vast majority of the world knows otherwise. And then the other piece of this, too, is Abby Phillip, just a little while ago on social media, came out and said she was distressed at the level to which the X algorithm was allowing the video of his shooting to be, you know, seen. And I thought, my God, that's all you got? I don't hear
anything. People have no idea. They have no idea how to cover stories like this because they always have to figure a way to make it about themselves. Oh, I've seen this video. It's too hard. Oh, the Charlie Kirk saying the wrong word in response to the thing. Oh, the problem is how the right's pissed off about some girl getting stabbed on a train in the back. And, well, the guy walks away and says, got that white girl or whatever he said. And we're supposed to be like, well, that's the real problem. And I use this example before. People say this all the time. Oh, Michael Jackson and all the issues he has. You know, the worst thing about it is I can't listen to the music anymore. I'm like, no, the worst thing about it is they raped some kids. That's the real problem. And now we completely lost the plot here. Completely.
Speaking of completely, we got to completely go to a break. So you guys stand by. We'll take it about to a break. We're with the Grand Council, Jeff Poor, Dale Jackson, and me. Processing the moment, y'all. Just processing the moment. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative. Just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man. Just saving the world one soundbite at a time. All right, listen, I'm going back to the Grand Council with my brethren in talk radio, Dale Jackson and Jeff Poor. Hey, fellas, here's what I want to take. I want to stay on the topic, but I want to just go ahead and dive into a different angle of it. So we kind of talked a moment ago about what's going to happen in the aftermath. What does it mean to people? Is there going to be? Here's my question is, what is the official response? So we've seen a lot in the news lately about the young Ukrainian woman, Irina, I forgot her name, Zarutska.
Zarutska.
Yeah, Irina Zarutska, who was murdered. We've seen the Minnesota shooting. We got Trump, you know, sending folks to Chicago and, of course, the Washington, D.C. cleanup and then the riots in L.A. My question to you is, does this Charlie Kirk moment create an official catalyst of some kind? Jeff, you first.
Yeah, I mean, you may see a more aggressive posture from the DOJ on this stuff. They already were kind of hitting at that with Charlotte, but people will demand it. I think that they'll expect some kind of reaction to out-of-control lefties and some of the crazy things they say.
I think so, absolutely. Dale, what do you think?
Yeah, I think so. You'll see it, but, you know, this is a country where free speech is important, and it's hard for us to do anything about stuff like this, because sitting on a cable news desk and calling someone a Nazi is completely acceptable rhetoric. And what I mean by that is it's legal. It's not necessarily nice. What needs to happen and what will not happen is the people who run around. I mean, today alone, I went and looked out of my two radio shows I do. I was called a Nazi on the text line 6 times. Huh. So I mean, that's just par for the course on this kind of stuff. And I think it is absolutely unacceptable, but we live in a free society. People are allowed to talk this way. The only way it stops is when people who hear this kind of stuff go, hey, you shouldn't be doing that kind of stuff. And it has to be people on their own side. It has to be the AOCs, the Maxwell Frost, the Abby Phillip, or whoever, who say, come on, what are you talking about? Charlie Kirk did not cause the stabbing on the train. Him laying out how it happened did not make it worse. It's not the right who's mad about it. But the media will do exactly what they did with this stabbing of this young lady on the train.
Jeff.
They're going to say the killing of Kirk set off a firestorm on the right about vengeance or some nonsense like that. That's how they're going to frame it.
Jeff, what do you got?
Let me address this, though, that clearly the left is inflaming sensibilities about the right. That's part of their political success. They get people worked up. That gets out the vote. What has to happen to backlash in the marketplace, I think, where this isn't rewarded? So it's not as if the government says you can't do this anymore. It's more about you got to take out the incentive for the left, the Democratic Party, you know, those types to really try to incite this kind of behavior.
Yeah, and I'll tell you where I see another official response is going to wind up being state legislatures. I guarantee you there's going to be somebody somewhere, multiple states probably, there's going to be some legislation, and I don't know how they'll couch it. Some of them will get carried away, and they'll say, you know, the Office of Misinformation for the state of Alabama has to be created. We can't do that. But I will also bet that there's going to wind up being some that will say, enough. And we're not going to continue to say that these situations with no mandatory minimum sentencing and cashless bail, all this stuff's got to quit And I bet you're going to start seeing a little bit of a catalyst in some of the, at least purple states, making some changes and tweaks to their criminal law. Dale, what are you about to say?
Well, I think JP might know this a little better than any of us three, but I've delved in a little bit to online streaming, watching it and stuff like this. It's a wild, wild west.
Oh, it is.
All the slanderous stuff they say about what talk radio is, this is that and a thousand times worse. You have people giving out addresses saying that individuals who had worked for the IDF should be killed now. That was what Hassan said. Hassan Piker has been made into a big star by CNN and Twitch and all these other places. And they treat him like he's a legitimate figure. And you have these voices that are unchecked completely. Like with us, me, particular Jeff, we are on radio stations that are federally licensed. If we do some of the stuff that we see on there, they'd yank us under no matter what our circumstances. And they would yank us and say enough of that. That's not happening on these platforms. There's the wild, wild west of free speech and stuff like this. But with that comes all these incitements of violence and all this other stuff. And I think that's where you're finding that these radicalized, like, trans activists, and all this, there's a trans genocide, all this stuff. On the right, I'm sorry to take up so much time, you used to get a little bit of you're a baby killer and stuff like that. I don't know what the similar rhetoric is on the right now. It's usually this person sucks, and they're like, hey, you can't criticize a member of the media, the First Amendment, you're bringing violence upon them. But when they actually do violence and advocate violence, they don't say a damn thing about that. I'm sorry I ranted.
Well, no, that's a good rant. And listen, we're literally about, the music's about to play. So I appreciate you guys more than you could possibly know. I will say this, though. I appreciate and respect both of you. And let's not forget that sometimes these things can be localized, too. So y'all watch your backs and keep your heads on a swivel. Yeah. Keep your powder dry, right?
Yeah, my mom's called me already.
All right. Well, that's fair. Tell mom I said too. Hey, by the way. All right, fellas, that's Jeff Poor, Dale Jackson, Grand Counsel, every Wednesday. We had a topic today that was going to run the gamut, and we knew it would, but I knew I wanted their opinions and their thoughts and their concerns in the whole thing. And they both do a good job at what they do on opposite ends of the state. In the meantime, we're taking a break right now. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.